Good morning, folks. Glad to have you with us this morning. We have been talking with Randy Ryan Melchert about Christians' involvement in the political scene and just standing up for morality, truth, basically knowing what is right, what is the best public policy. And a couple of times ago, we were talking, Randy, about coming to the election and not really knowing where the candidates stand. But there are now sources of information for our Christians to be aware of where these folks stand on all these issues.
That is correct. And first off, people think, what does my vote count? A few years ago, a friend of mine was running for village board in town about an hour west of where we are here in Brookfield.
Okay.
He knocked every door in his town.
Mm-hmm.
Election night comes. I was working at somebody else's victory party, but I was watching the internet to see his results coming in.
Yeah.
The results come in. Election night, he lost by one vote.
Oh.
But the story didn't end there. After an election, they have these canvases where they go through and they review all the results. They review the returns. They look at the absentee ballots,
okay.
The provisional
okay.
ones. Somebody didn't sign the back of their absentee ballot. And so their absentee ballot had to be thrown out.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the race is tied.
Wow.
By the end of the recount, it's still tied. So you want to know what they did? They flipped a coin. He won the coin toss, and that's how he got elected to be on his village board.
My goodness.
Had another friend in another city, and he was running for office, and he asked me, hey, you wanted some help? And so I met with him and was looking one time. I thought, you know, maybe I could go knock some doors, give out some lit. But I got busy and I didn't have time to. Election night comes. I watch his result. He won by 3 votes. And I thought, wow,
man.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Except they had a recount. And over the course of the recount, some of the people didn't fill out their absentee ballot correctly, and so their ballots were discarded. All of a sudden, now it's tied. Over the next couple days, some of the ballots that they're going through that, you know, maybe got stuck in the machine or whatever,
sure,
that were awarded to his opponent, he ends up losing. Out of over 7,000, 8,000 votes cast, he ended up losing by 3 votes.
Mm.
And so some of that, you realize that, you know what, if I'd have spent an hour knocking on some doors— if I could have gotten another 2-3 people to get out and vote.
Right.
That friend of mine could be in office.
Correct.
The other friend of mine won on a coin toss.
On a coin toss.
Realizing that so many of these elections have huge consequences and that it's important to first be sure to vote and second to make sure you're voting for some of the right candidates.
Right.
And there's a lot of the great voter guides out there. Here in Wisconsin, we have a great pro-family organization, Wisconsin Family Council, where they go through with many of the different races at the state level, at the federal level, where they go through and they ask the candidates, well, what's your position on this? Where do you stand on marriage? Where do you stand on life? What do you think about the government? You know, is more taxes better or is less taxes better?
Right.
All these different positions. And so you can go online, go to the Wisconsin Family Action website, and you can be able to see how all the people who are on your ballot, what they have to say. You can look up their biography, their resume. What's their background? What do they feel that they're qualified for office?
Okay. Okay.
And so many of these resources are out there. In fact, at a local level, I've helped some people say, you know what? I'm not sure who's on my ballot, but you know what? I'm going to send them a survey. They collect it on their own, and this is something that you can do on your own. If you're in a village,
sure,
you're concerned about who's going to be on your city council. You've got some issues that may be coming up. Well, what do you think? How fast should we be developing property here? Do we have too many tavern licenses in our town? You know, are we concerned about the fees that churches are having to pay? One of the big things going on right now is cities are trying to find ways to charge churches, whether it's taxes or what they call it, payments in lieu of taxes, pilot fees.
Oh.
And so many churches are finding out that every year they're getting charged more and more of these fees.
I see.
And so part of it may be just asking candidates, hey, where do you stand on whatever these issues?
Correct. Yes.
You can go online, set up your own website, and be able to build your own voter guide just for a local race.
Right.
In fact, I've done this with many different local races where we try to find out who was running for a local race, who were the candidates that we felt were good candidates.
Right.
And we'd find on election day, over the 2 days up to an election, we would get between 10 and 20,000 visitors to this cheap website that
My
I set up for free.
Goodness.
Just trying to help offer people some recommendations
right.
on who were candidates that stood for less government, more individual responsibility, who stood for conservative values that I shared.
Right.
And this is stuff that just even the power of Google, that when people are going election day, you know, you see that John Smith is on your ballot.
Right.
People go to the internet by the tens of thousands and type in, well, who is John Smith in my village? And all of a sudden, it'll pull up your website. Just
okay.
Something like that.
Wow.
Or if there's stuff that Wisconsin Family Action, some of the other different pro-life groups
yeah.
have done
yeah.
to help find out, you know, what are the issues that these can't stand?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they stand on religious liberty?
Right.
1 Timothy 2:2 talks about it, that you know what, that we need to be praying that we may live a quiet and peaceable life,
mm-hmm.
that religious liberty is important. One of the things that we've gone through recently is with our Christian schools, that we've gotten some different things that state governments passed to make sure that Christian schools can continue to have the religious liberty.
Right.
Back in the early 80s, one of the big battles, what schools should the government approve? And some different Christian leaders back then said that, well, you know what? That they made sure that in the laws that if there's part of curriculum that it violates your religious beliefs, a school should not be required to teach that
mm-hmm.
to guarantee some of those rights of conscience. Romans 13 talks about that rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil.
Right.
That we need to find out, do our leaders have moral clarity?
Exactly.
Do they know what's good and do they know what's mm-hmm. evil? And 2 Chronicles 1:9, Solomon there, where he's, you know, praying, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Do we have leaders that have wisdom, that can know
mm-hmm.
what's right? I mean, people that we're voting for, are they people we trust
right.
to make the tough choices?
Right. Now, the president of the United States appoints justices for the Supreme Court. Tell me, how are justices, judges, etc., appointed or elected on the state level?
Well, first off, it's not just the Supreme Court. Most of the time, people think of just the Supreme Court, the 9 judges there. But there's multiple appellate courts.
Appellate courts.
Here in Wisconsin, we're in the 7th Circuit in Chicago. And when the marriage amendment came up, it went down to Chicago. And so Jelaine Appling and other people went there to follow the progress of the case. Here it is, a case dealing with Wisconsin is being settled in Chicago.
Okay.
That they're there at appellate court, and there's a dozen judges there that are all nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate.
Gotcha.
And they're passing judgment on that.
Right.
But before it can even get to Chicago, you have your federal district courts.
Okay.
We have 2 of them in Wisconsin, the Western District, the Eastern District. We have many of these federal district judges. And across the whole nation, every state's got at least one federal court. Many of them have multiple.
Appointed by?
All appointed by the president, confirmed
wow.
by the Senate.
Our presidential election coming up in 2 years is very important. Because what we're seeing is whatever Congress or whatever the state legislators may pass, one justice can wipe it out.
And especially with the marriage decision that we had
exactly.
here in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Where we had, I think, over 1 million people vote to make marriage part of the constitution of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And a handful of judges going up the line
right.
overturned
right.
over 1 million people.
Right.
These are important positions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you're looking at all the people that we need to be praying for, it's not just the president.
Right.
It's the 9 members of the Supreme Court. It's the dozen or so members of your appellate circuit court. It's the maybe 6 or 8 people in your district court.
Okay.
Here we are in the Federal District of Eastern Wisconsin. You can go downtown to the federal courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's down a few blocks from the county courthouse. And that's where federal decisions are being made that affect our part of the state. And then you also have your state courts, as you were talking about. We have elections for them. And so we elect our judges to county courts.
Okay.
So if we're in Waukesha County right here,
yeah.
we elect our judges to Waukesha County.
Okay.
We're also then in the District 2 appellate court. So there's about 20-some counties that we elect the appellate judges.
Okay.
And then we elect our state Supreme Court judges. But what's also important is the governor, because if a judge retires before the end of his term, the governor, like the president,
yes.
gets to appoint a judge to fill the seat.
Until
the
next
election.
Okay.
But most of the time, once a judge is in, judges are rarely defeated.
Right, right.
So that's why just having a governor in is appointing judges, because many of these decisions can go to either court.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of these go through a whole lot of judges, where a case will come through in Waukesha County Circuit Court.
Okay.
You can go down there and there's homicide trials, murder trials. In fact, in Milwaukee County, here's one of the things found on law school as we were researching some of the courts. There are 3 full-time homicide judges in Milwaukee that do nothing but deal with murders.
Yeah.
You have judges that can sentence people to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
These are serious issues.
Right.
We've got about a dozen judges in Waukesha. There's over 50 in the Milwaukee circuit courts. And then the cases that they go up to the appeals level,
mm-hmm.
whereas these appeals, where it's not so much on the facts of the case, but what is the principles that cases should be settled on? that the decisions they make in appellate court, many of these cases end up in law school textbooks.
I see.
They can start there because it's looking, well, what's the principles of when should insurance payment be made?
Uh-huh.
Then it goes up to our state Supreme Court. We've seen many of the big decisions. Voter ID, should people be required to have ID at the polls?
Right.
Do domestic partnerships violate the state constitution?
Mm-hmm.
And the seven justices we have in our state Supreme Court meet and they decide many of the important issues that we have. One of the things we have nice here in Wisconsin is you can go online to the state of Wisconsin website, myvote.wi.gov. You can punch in your name, type in your birth date, and it'll pull up all the elected officials over you.
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of the things that a lot of people forget, that they think, well, it's just the governor, it's just the president,
mm-hmm.
maybe my congressman, because I need to write him a letter.
Yeah.
But what's kind of neat is you can go on there, punch in your name, all of a sudden pulls up all your village board members.
Mm-hmm.
Where I live in Menominee Falls, it pulls up all of our trustees, our village president,
okay.
your municipal judge that you elect. It pulls up our county officials. We have a county supervisor, county executive,
mm-hmm.
clerk of courts, sheriff, treasurer,
right.
many of these different county offices. It pulls up your school offices, all the different school board people that you elect. It pulls up then your municipal judges, your county register of deeds, your county board chair.
Sure.
You go up to the state level, your state assemblyman, your state senator.
All of that on that website.
And when you start adding it up, when you add in then your judges, your county judges, your appellate judges, your state judges.
Yeah.
You are electing about 50 different people depend on you to be elected.
So when we say before an election, voting is very important. As long as we have that freedom and that right, we need to be exercising that right. It's not just the few offices that we hear about, the big name ones, the governor, the president, or whatever. All of these people definitely impact our ability to have freedom of religion, freedom of representation and speech, et cetera, et cetera.
And especially how it impacts our churches.
Uh-huh.
'Cause most of the time, you know, Christian conservatives typically focus on marriage and pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
However, just the vast array of issues. In fact, right now, if people follow the news, there's a church down the way that's in a dispute over how much sewer fees they should be paying. They were told when they built their building that they need to put in a whole sewage retention pond system.
Oh, boy.
But then the village is charging them sewage fees on top of that. And the church is saying, well, that's not what you told us. And there's a big dispute between the village and the church that could be costing members of the church thousands of dollars a year.
Exactly.
And
right.
these are some of the things, just realizing how it impacts every
yeah.
aspect of life.
How friendly it is to Christianity.
Yeah. Is your village board going to ban sexually explicit adult bookstores?
Sure.
Or say that they cannot be located within a mile of a school or a
right.
church or a house
right.
of worship? Or
yeah.
does your village board say, you know what, we think we welcome every kind of business, and we're
yeah.
not going to say that sexually explicit bookstores are a detriment.
Right. Folks, you can see how important it is to know what these folks believe and to vote not just your conscience, but vote your Bible. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.